beloved brothers and sisters, blessings on you all today as you begin your new adventure with the Lord. Blessings on your new leader, my friend, Pastor Bill Carpenter. There is no way to adequately express how much the service last week meant to Bonnie and me. Because of your past kindnesses towards us, we felt confident that you would plan a very special service, but what you did utterly overwhelmed us. We would have been thrilled with nothing more than the warmth that was in that service. It was a sweet time, but there was more, so much more. And then he lists them out by number. Number one, the precious reminiscences of milestones past, the album of personal notes and pictures from you all, the beautiful pictures for our daughters, the Good News Club picture for Bonnie, she loved it, all the wonderful cards and letters, many with gifts, the lovely flowers for Bonnie, the splendid watches for both of us, nicer than any we've ever owned, plus the delicious dinner with the table for all our family and preacher friends, the incredible portrait of us in front of Crooked Creek, the greatest place and people on the planet. And finally, how do you say thank you for a gift of $10,000? We can't find the words, and yet there it was, placed in my hand by your generosity and God's provision. Thank you, dear friends, and Jehovah Jireh. Then he quotes Philippians 4:10, but I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again. And then let me mention the service last Sunday night. It was undoubtedly the warmest and most loving parting I have ever seen. Bonnie and I will cherish your love, embraces, tears, and heartfelt words as long as we live. John 13:35, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. God be with you till we meet again, Brother Tom and Miss Bonnie.
Let's pray together. Our Father, we come to you in prayer. We thank you especially for your servant, Pastor Tom Miles and Bonnie, and all their family, Lord. We know how he feels this morning as he looks at his watch this morning, thinking about what's happening here at this wonderful, beloved church for him. We pray, O God, your very best. We thank you for your guidance and direction. We thank you, Lord, that you have work, much work for him to do. Lord, in this service today, we pray that your power might fall upon us mightily and powerfully. We pray that you might fill this place with your praise, that you might fill this place, O God, with your presence. And Father, we might see you work in lives and hearts, that someone, Father, who doesn't know you or not sure about you will know you today. And Father, burdens that are upon hearts today may fall away like untimely figs, Father. We're trusting you, Lord. Bless in the singing and bless in the service, for we ask it in Christ's name. And all of God's people said, Amen. Amen.